Welcome to the Location Independence Club podcast, where we share the best ways to market and grow your online business. We kick traditional 9-to-5 jobs to the curb and embrace financial and lifestyle freedom. I'm Geneva, your host, and my aim is to inspire you on your journey to location independence. Okay, so before I became a location independent entrepreneur, I had what I thought at the time was my dream job. I was a marketing manager for a chain of privately owned car dealerships. I handled both traditional and digital marketing. When I say traditional, I mean newspaper ads, billboards, radio spots, TV commercials. Yeah. I loved my job, and honestly, I loved my bosses. But you knew that was coming. Of course there's a but. If there wasn't a but, I'd still be working there, maybe. Perhaps in a higher position. In fact, I really thought I would stay with the company long term. But I found myself performing job functions that had absolutely nothing to do with my role. There were times I handled training for the employees, hiring employees. One time, I was even asked to decorate. Yeah, you heard right. Decorate, like an interior designer. Not only were there times when I couldn't focus on the responsibilities of my own role, but I was often left powerless to make decisions in certain scenarios where there should have been systems in place. Systems that would have empowered me to make decisions without having to go to my bosses what seemed like every 5 minutes. Have you ever worked for a place that was so chaotic it had people performing multiple roles? Or have you ever had a boss who seemingly thrived on chaos? I'll go one better. Does the place you work for now currently have standard operating procedures? Today, on the Location Independence Club, if you're thinking about hiring employees or even freelancers for your online business, you're not going to want to miss this one. All the way from the Beehive State, we have Melissa Gamara.
Before starting my own company, I used to work for a finance company. I did business financing and worked in the legal department. Part of my job was handling the accounts payable, hiring third-party contractors, and doing all of the legal paperwork for people who had defaulted on their loans. Part of my job meant getting invoices approved by somebody who was not only my boss, but the boss to the collections department, the underwriting department, the accounting department, and essentially acted much like an office manager and was the manager to everyone. When I first started working there, I really enjoyed the atmosphere that I was working in. We did a lot of meetings on Mondays where we would play, you know, a quick icebreaker game, become closer as a team. We were a pretty small office, only about 20 people when I started, and I think it was about 30 when I left. So very small office, so everybody knew everyone. And when I started working there, we had a really good community of people who enjoyed spending time together. It was a good combination of work and play. There was not a ton going on in terms of company growth or things of that nature. We were growing as a company, however, we were growing very consistently, is the word. During that time, we as a company decided to open up a third subsidiary company that was doing loans specifically in the state of California. So when that company opened up, it went very quickly. Now, the issue with this is that the company that I started working for, this company, did not have any systems or processes or standard operating procedures. They really did not have everything nailed down in terms of what exactly everybody was expected to do, how their jobs needed to be done, and basically there was no outline. There was nothing for people to grab onto in the event that this one particular manager was unavailable. Everybody knew their job from the perspective of how they were trained, but nobody had written down guidelines that said, here is what you're expected to do. Here's what needs to happen. If X, Y, and Z do not happen, then you will basically be in trouble. This is how, you know, we expect your job to be done. There was nothing of this in the company. Now, obviously, when I first started, this wasn't a huge deal because we had the time. My boss had the time. But as we opened up this third company, we already had two. We had our main company, as well as what they called a sister company that operated in the same building, under the same roof. We had, you know, quite a bit of crossover in my position between the two companies where I would do the legal for both of them. And as this third company came on, I was also doing the legal work for them. So this is where the problems began. When this company started, it shot off really quickly. Nobody had time to do anything. Nobody had time to think. It went very quickly. We were doing millions and millions of dollars in sales very, very quickly, partially because of us paving the way through these other two companies. Now, as this happened, we started to hire on a lot more people in the collections department. We started to hire on a lot more underwriters to handle this influx of people looking for loans. And essentially, my boss was taken away to either do hiring or training or sit on board meetings or handle the collections calls for some of these new accounts that went bad very quickly. This was an issue because it cut into the time where I would normally have my boss look over invoices and approve them for payment. Now, at this time, I was pregnant with my first child, and under a lot of stress, as you can imagine from that. And over time, my boss and I stopped having good communication because he felt, at this point, I had been working there for over a year, and he felt like I should know exactly what he wanted because I had to provide supporting documentation in order to get these invoices approved. Well, the supporting documentation was an affidavit that was filled out by the third-party contractor. And part of his job and my job was to look over this affidavit and make sure that we could submit it to the court and it would be sufficient. Well, as you can imagine, these third-party contractors are all over the country. They all exist in a vacuum in their own way in terms of their state laws and what is required of them to provide. So it was very difficult to communicate to them and let them know exactly what I needed to have. But I typically did it very early on in the relationship, let them know what needed to happen, and then when they sent me the affidavit, I would check it over for very blatant flaws and some things that were consistent that I needed to check, that I knew I needed to check. But a lot of times, what would happen is when my boss was in a bad mood, he would nitpick, and when he was in a good mood, I could get 20 of these invoices approved. There was no consistency in terms of what he was looking for. At one point in time, I even created a list of things for me to check off and ran it by him and asked him for his opinion to see if there was anything else he wanted me to add to it. I remember distinctly him telling me, "This is a good start," and gave me no further instructions. He gave me no further things to add to it. And when I asked him, "What would you add?" he said, "I don't know, but I'll figure it out when I see an affidavit." This obviously is not a very reassuring answer, and is part of why having systems and SOPs and structures for your employees and for your team members is so, so important. Because otherwise, you end up being at the mercy of a single person, and that's not a place you want to be. So, towards the end of my career at this particular place, I was getting ready to go on maternity leave. I'd been there for 2 years at that point. And at that point, I had started my business and was working in the evenings just to try and make some extra money while I was on maternity leave and potentially grow my own business later down the line. But as I got closer to my maternity leave, things with my boss just got progressively worse. We were so far behind in paying invoices that I was getting yelled at almost every day by contractors, by my boss, by everyone. Because contractors were mad that they weren't getting paid, and my boss was upset because I was asking for more of his time to look these over and to help me and to guide me. Had we had an SOP to tell me exactly what was expected of me, to tell me exactly what needed to be on all of these different pieces of paperwork, there would have been no confusion. There would have been no screaming. There would have been no yelling. There would have been no, "Why can't you just remember, Melissa?" There would have been none of that. It would have been a lot easier for us to sit down together and create a system and a process around this one particular piece of my job. And it would have saved both me and my boss tons of time. The reason why I tell you this is specifically to highlight the importance of these SOPs and processes in your business. As a business owner myself, and as an online business manager, where I come into businesses who are oftentimes operating out of the same level of chaos, I can tell you right now, it's one of the most important and foundational pieces to any successful business. Having an SOP for every single job in your business takes the guesswork out of it. It allows your employees and your contractors to know exactly what's expected of them at all times. It allows you to set all of your boundaries up front and say, "Here's exactly how I want you to do something." And if they don't do it in that way, then it's very easy to pinpoint where things went wrong and create adjustments for that. It's very easy for you to hire and onboard people when you have them, because it's clearly laid out how they're supposed to handle something. There's still training that's involved, obviously. You still need to show your contractors and employees how to do things, because it's an important hands-on piece to operating any business. Training is always a focal point, because people who are well trained do well in the long run, and they stay for a long time. But part of that training is having SOPs. The other thing is having systems in place. Having the correct systems means that not only can your team function optimally because they have all the tools at their disposal, but it also means that you spend less time bouncing an email back and forth trying to get to the root of the problem, and more time communicating clearly what is expected of your team and what needs to happen. You can use things like task management systems, which allow you to put tasks and due dates and all of the above descriptions and logins, things of that nature in there, which cuts down significantly on the time that you spend emailing back and forth. There are things like customer relations management services Those are CRMs for short. Oftentimes, that's where you house all of your client relations and your contact information. Having something like that makes it easier for you to track your sales process, makes it easier for you to understand where people are coming from and double down on that, makes it easier for you to understand who you need on your team and where they need to be placed, because you'll know exactly whether you're getting your leads from Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or even TikTok. Having systems and SOPs is the absolute keystone to having a successful business and making sure it stays around long term.
Thank you, Melissa, for sharing your story with the LI Club. Melissa is a certified online business manager that helps business owners create and implement SOPs and systems, launch online courses, manage their virtual team, and come up with business strategies. If you need help with your online business or are looking to start creating SOPs for your business, check out her website at www.melissagamaramanagement.com. That's melissagamaramanagement.com. Go to her site to get a free SOP template and option to book a call with her. She's also available on Facebook at Melissa Gamara Management and on LinkedIn at Melissa Gamara. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Location Independence Club. If you guys enjoyed this episode, consider being a supporter. Go to patreon.com/theLIClub and become a supporter of the show. I'll catch you guys next time, and until then, be well.